I'm going to ask Sister Maynard to read this chapter for us. We're going to stand. Sister Maynard, could you come and read for us 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I did plan just to read a few verses, but you know, I thought about it and I said, you know what, we need to read all these verses. It's a great chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, just 16 verses. Tremendous chapter. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 16.
Good evening, all. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 16. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Thank you very much for standing. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
You may be seated. Brethren, here we have a great chapter. And I'm just overwhelmed by this particular chapter as I was searching as to what the Lord would have me say tonight. This is not a Christmas message as such, but one of the things that overwhelm me about this chapter is that talks about here God's wisdom, that we have God's wisdom, and that we have the mind of Christ. The last verse there, we have the mind of Christ. I like where he talks about the natural man does not have what we have. The people of God are a special set of people. And we need to behave that way. We need to live that way. We ought to act that way, as though we are the people of God and we are a special set of people. It says here, talking about verses 12, 13, 14, and how that the natural man don't understand the things of God. They're foolishness to him. But to us, they are important because they are spiritually discerned. And I like where it says, but we are spiritual. And we should be able to judge all things. We should not be judged by any, although they will. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I want to give you the introduction tonight, and I'll promise you that I'll continue this next Sunday night, God's willing. And I like to think of this as this chapter here. Subject: beyond our wildest imaginations. Beyond our wildest imagination. Or if you want to call it, dreams. Dream and dream big. Father in heaven, we are giving you thanks for your word and thanking you for empowering us with your Holy Spirit, dear God. Oh God, and for giving us wisdom how we are to deal with the people of this world and situations that we have to face. And to be wise. Be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Oh God, please forgive us where we have made at times bad decisions. God, we certainly have done things that we are not happy about. And sometimes wonder how we could have made such mistakes. But Lord, we do. So we ask you to please forgive us. Cleanse us and wash us and make us fit vessels for your service. We ask your blessings upon this congregation, membership of this church, and you bless Shiloh. Shiloh will be the place where people can find peace when they cannot find it at home. Father and God, bless us with a peaceful and wonderful Christmas. Please, oh God, keep us from accidents, injuries, whether it be on the road or in the home or in the workplace. And we will be careful to give the praise and the honor and the glory these mercies we ask of Christ, O Lord. Amen. All of us have dreams. All of us have aspirations. All of us have things that we want to or would like to accomplish. Some of it, we may not. But God knows all things. One of my dreams really is that I would have liked to get to the place where I'd be able to provide a piece of land or a house for each one of my children. Bless them with some money, but boy, that is fast fading. Doesn't seem as though it's going to happen. So they're going to have to work for what they want. Because that seems as though it's not going to happen. But really and truly, the text here is about our future and the future of every child of God. This text here, this passage, this chapter inspires hope in us. It increases our expectation, and more than we can imagine. A lot of it is about heaven, and we ought to stretch our imagination as to what heaven is really like. No artist, no wise man, nobody could tell us exactly what heaven is like. But the text describes a fantastic future for the people of God. As I mentioned to you recently, that I don't quite understand what heaven is all about. But I am anticipating, because I know it's going to be something wonderful. And whether or not it's wonderful, I want to be there because I don't want to go elsewhere. Wednesday night, I was tempted to ask the pastor a question, but I decided not to because it might embarrass me. As my wife was talking about Fiddler's Green, I was thinking, what about those people who say that when they go up heaven and they meet certain people, they're going to turn right back? Where are they going? Well, that's just a light moment. But you ever heard anybody say, if me go up a heaven and miss so and so there, I turn right back? That's a light. My wife is saying they're not going there. Well, anyway, some people say, I'll be surprised if I go to heaven and see them there. Well, Me, I ain't gonna be surprised. Whoever there, it means that they were saved. All right? As bad as they might be. Well, anyway. But really and truly, brethren, heaven is a wonderful place. And the Bible says here that eyes have not seen, and it has not even entered into the heart of man what it's going to be like. Brethren, you and I may never get the opportunity to go to Buckingham Palace. Sister King, have you been to Buckingham Palace? No, I'm talking about inside. Oh, me too. I've been on the outside, but. Yeah, you see, you know. And I could imagine inside, and the most I've seen of it, I Google Buckingham Palace and, look at the interior. That's about all I'm going to see. The White House, I don't think we're going to get there. But brethren, in Buckingham Palace, they say that what they sit on, what they eat with, is the cutlery is pure gold. But guess what thing? They can't eat the gold, you know? The same apple they eat is what we eat. They raise their own lamb, but the same lamb they eat is the same lamb I eat. Pink salmon, they say the pink salmon they eat is of the highest quality. It's the same pink salmon we eat. But it's just that they took the gold fork in it, but they can't eat the fork. The same egg that they eat is the same eggs we eat. But it's just that they put it on a gold plate and all these things. And then, you know why they do that? Because they don't got to go wash them. We use paper plate because me tell my wife, listen, don't destroy those nice hands you have there, you know. Because them boys not help with these dishes. And so we use strictly paper. Because me not wash no dishes, I stop. I done with that. Until them boys they leave, because me not wash no plate for them. Like I told you this morning when I told one of them that's over here sing, I'm coming home for Christmas. I said, boy, why don't you sing? I'm going to get married for Christmas. The boy took up his bag and run out the house like he run from Jambi. I told another one, I said, boy, I want to get out of this house so my wife and I could start chasing each other around the house. Anyway, brethren, seriously, you look at the first half of this chapter. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, I couldn't come with excellency of speech. I came not with excellency of speech, not declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything about you, really among you, but I came here in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in the wisdom of man, but by the power of God, amen? Brethren, we have the power of God upon us. And we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. So all that I want to say to you tonight, brethren, we are people of God. Dream big, amen? Amen? With God, all things are possible. And you dream big and you have great expectation. And people are going to jealous you. They got lots of money and you don't jealous them. And they got lots of money and the little bit that you have, they jealous you. And want to destroy you. But God will make a way and God will provide. I want you to know that you have the mind of Christ. Tell yourself that with God, all things are possible. Now, some of the dreams may be far-fetched because things are so costly these days, and I don't know what is going to happen to our children or what they're going to do. But don't let anything worry you. The cost of building is so expensive. You may never be able to buy a house here in the next 10, 20 years. I don't know what it's going to be like. Land price has gone way out of our reach, you know. And some people talking about a square foot of land for $10 US. And what? That? He's got dirt, and he got $10 a square foot. How much? Who is going to be able to buy? And more, I feel that government going to have to build everybody house. Because when government build your house, you get the land along with it. It might be a little bit of land, but at least you don't got to go buy land. To buy land and build house right now, you got to go buy a piece of land. You got to go to the bank. And then you got to go 5, 10 years to pay it back. But when you want to build a house, when you want to save money to build a house. So government going to have to take the responsibility to build people their houses more and more. Because construction cost has gone way out of the ceiling, beyond the ceiling. And so, however, dream big. And if you don't get it down here, think of the fact that it's going to be in heaven. Jesus Christ said it. Mansions in heaven. And so, I just want you to know that you have a bright future as a Christian. In spite of the challenges, don't you worry. We have the mind of Christ. We have the power of God upon our lives. And God will make a way. God will provide. Whatever your need is, just trust Him. Think of it. We're going to talk about it next Sunday night. Beyond our wildest imagination, what God has provided for us. And guess what? What God provided for you, no government and nobody, no man could take it away. They'll try! But God has something for you, no matter how they try to, you know, swindle you and rob you. They can't stop it. Just keep trusting. Young people, children, look to God. God will provide for you. Amen.